Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You know football, and you pick winners all the time. So why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season, exclusively at MyBookie. Hello. Hello, la la la. We're here for a good time, not a long time, so let's get after it.
Today on the ZabeCast, it's Andy Polin, the guy I once derisively called Good Enough Andy, a man who knows more Redskins history than anybody, somebody who loved Chinese food, Tiger Woods, and 60 Minutes on Sundays, and a guy who taught me the word mashugana. Your bonus, uncensored 35-minute edition of the ZabeCast is locked and loaded, so buckle up and let's go!
Here we go!
Another glorious fall Sunday flushed down Roger Goodell's toilet. What am I doing, Andy, with these beautiful October Sundays? How am I going to break myself of the addiction of hashtag this league? Because I felt dirty for not being outside doing something on Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we sort of go through this every year. But,
I do.
You know, these days turn to gloomy fall days, and you're glad to be inside with the blanket and the
right.
fire going. And,
right, you know. Right, which is my point. There will be plenty of weeks in which there is nothing to do. Why am I slavishly flushing precious, glorious fall days? Especially when I saw two things yesterday that really shook my faith in what am I fucking doing watching this league? Two things, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
Thing number one was Teddy Bridgewater getting knocked out of the game on an otherwise routine hit because some spotter didn't like how he looked when he got ouchie tackled. And even though he passed the concussion protocols, they said, no, you can't play anymore. And so they had to rely on a backup to the backup because they already ruled out Tua. Didn't even let him try to get through the progression of protocols this week. They're like, no. Twitter will go crazy if we let him play this week, so let's just keep him out. And they had to go to a 25-year-old seventh-round rookie out of K-State, that football factory K-State. And he sucked, and the game was a wash. In the same Sunday, Tom Brady was simply tackled by the waist on a crucial sack late in the game against Atlanta, and Jerome Boger, the ladies' man, ruled it unnecessary roughness.
That was a disgrace. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm on the side of safety, though. It did seem like Teddy Bridgewater was prejudiced by playing for the Dolphins, who have been through a week of craziness. With
1,000% they were going to give him the hair trigger treatment. It was a joke.
Yeah.
This league, Andy, is right on the precipice of why do I fucking bother?
Yeah, but that's what we've said for a long time.
I know.
And the ratings just keep getting better and better, and teams keep making more and more money. It's the best reality show.
I know it is. I know it is. And all the replays and all the bullshit rules and everything else. Mm-hmm. But you say, okay, we've said that for years. But the needle keeps moving. You know that. So, I mean, it's not like just because I haven't been there for the first 10, 11, 12 clicks of the needle in a direction that makes me say, why am I bothering to invest in this league? Eventually, it'll click one too far. And then, Andy, I will not watch if the weather is really nice in September or October. I'll watch the night games. Why not? Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night. Mm-hmm. Plenty of night games. I will watch on replay on my NFL Plus app. I will watch once it turns November and there's nothing to do outside. But that'll be the next click for me. I'm not there, but I'm one away. I'm one away. I should have been outside today. I should have mowed my grass today.
I'll give you the number of my non-sports friend, Warren, who doesn't have to bother with any of this stuff.
You're non-sports. Yeah. Hey, please. I mean, do you ever think to yourself, I should be outside?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I try to spend some time outside on Saturdays before the college games start. But Sunday is locked up. But yeah, you've heard me talk about my non-sports friend Warren, who somehow has eliminated sports from his life. And I thought to myself, geez, if I didn't have sports in my life,
how would
I spend all that time? But think about the amount of time. Now, I do, you know, talk about it for a living.
Right.
But that's only part of the picture. You have to watch a lot of it in order to do that.
I'm not saying get rid of sports entirely. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Sports are still wonderful. They're aspirational. They're inspirational. And they're crazy, as witnessed by Seattle's incredible 8-run comeback to stun Toronto. Okay, we'll talk about that. Yeah. So it's not like you'd get – it's just you start to become more – I guess, realistic about how much of this shit do I need to watch?
Well,
and when am I going to opt out of watching it? That's all.
But you're the team that you do follow.
Yes, the Packers.
The Washington football team played a game that started
early,
I guess, in the Central time zone at 8:30 in the morning.
8:30 in the morning, yeah. And I was I could have been done with my day at noon, and I could have gone out, but I felt like I'll fucking mow the lawn Monday. Because there's no games on right now. I feel like I paid for Sunday ticket. I've invested in this fabulous 3-TV home theater setup. I should probably sit here and watch the games. And look, they were some pretty exciting witching hour games.
Yeah. Well,
there's only so many of these glorious weather days. I could have been playing golf, hitting balls, doing something.
Could have done that. Did not.
All right, before we get into all the stuff for NFL Week 5, the Commanders, coaches taking timeouts, not taking timeouts, challenges that have no shot whatsoever of succeeding, plus the baseball playoffs, the Draymond Green punch, Dion is in my docket of things to talk about, plus this unaffiliated neurotraumatic consultant mess that the NFL's got its way into. But let's, Andy, I got to tell Chipotle something. You ever been to Chipotle?
I like Chipotle.
So do I. However, hey, Chipotle, we need to talk. Are you ready? We need to talk. So I go there the other day, and I have my usual go-to lunch, a chicken burrito with rice with no cilantro. I make them go get it out of the pack.
I know.
It's a pain in the ass, but they always do it with at least a fake smile on their face. And I have begun to start to dress it up. I usually just have chicken, cheese, and plain white rice, and that's good enough. I've begun to put a little dollop of queso in there and a little dollop of their red sauce. Okay.
Ooh, getting wild, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So I get that. I get a small bag of chips and a small little cup of queso as a side item and then a drink. And then I go to pay, and they say, that'll be $21.95, please.
Ooh.
And I go, whoa, what the fuck? Okay, I know inflation is real and it's a bitch, but hold on a second. When she said, do you want your receipt? Which I normally say 99 out of 100 times, no. I got the receipt on my credit card. I don't need a receipt, physical receipt. I say, yeah, let me get that receipt. And I looked at it. Get this, Andy. My burrito, which only has a limited number of their ingredients, so it should be a discount, right? because a chicken burrito is $9.65. No matter what you get in it, it's $9.65.
I know, but there's no bonus for you for not eating your vegetables. Sorry.
Okay, fine. Chicken burrito $9.65, and then I see this charge: queso, $1.60. It was $1.60 extra for the little glop, the little ladle full of queso. When I didn't order diced tomatoes. I didn't order anything else or guac that goes with it. Where do they get the nerve? A $10 burrito plus almost $2 for a glop of cheese? Fuck you, Chipotle. Fuck you.
The guacamole is $2.75, I think.
Oh, my God. So, all right. So, there was that. The chips and queso were $4.85.
Well, you could have done without that because you don't need all those carbs.
Thank you, Dad. I appreciate that. The chips were stale, and I got the small cup of queso, $5. Are you fucking high? And then this was the one that blew me away. Small soda, $2.95.
Right, which is why you should get a cup for water. It's free.
$2.95 for a small fountain soda.
Right.
Chipotle, we can't sustain this. This is not going to continue. I can't. I won't. Even though I am rich and I can afford a $21 fast food lunch, I just won't. I feel like a sucker.
You are a sucker because you could have done without the chips and the queso. And again, you could have gotten a free cup of water and you would have gotten out of there for like 10 bucks or 11 bucks instead of 21.
All I'm asking is for Chipotle to be fucking reasonable, okay? If I get a light burrito that doesn't load the boat with stuff, it should be $6.95. And you shouldn't she shouldn't charge. Why is queso extra?
Because it's an extra. That's what they're trying to upsell. Didn't you ever work as a waiter?
Why is the shredded cheese, from a cost basis, it can't cost any more than the shredded cheese or the corn garnish or any of the other shit I don't get. But
it's an extra. When you are a waiter, you're always upselling. Oh, can I get you an appetizer with that? Are you going to have dessert tonight? All those things add up, and it's good for you as a waiter, too, because you get a bigger tip based on the size of the check.
Yeah, well.
I'll tell you another thing I don't like at these fast food places now. When they turn the screen around to approve the order, there's a thing where they give you three choices for tip. I'm not tipping fast food. That's why I go to the fast food. I don't get waited on there.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Okay, enough of that. Let's get to NFL week number 5. Shall we start with your Commanders, Andy?
They fall
to 1-4 with a chance to absolutely put a dagger in the Titans with a late drive set up with a first and goal at the 2 following a pass interference, and they throw 4 passes, the last of which ends in a interception at the goal line from Carson Wentz.
Part of the reason they had to throw 4 passes is because they mismanaged the clock and they burned a timeout on a ridiculous challenge that they knew they weren't going to win. And they also had a play that looked like it had gone out of bounds, but because the runner had gone backward, forward progress was stopped. So the clock continued to run. They had to call another timeout. So they were left with 1 and they burned it. And that's why they had to throw 4 straight passes. I'll tell you though, Carson Wentz, that is the highlight, you know, watching him throw that interception at the end of the game. But he had a pretty good game. I mean, he played much better than he had in the past. And their offensive line is an absolute travesty right now. And the guys that are playing, they have one thing in common: Carolina. Oh, if you played for Ron Rivera in the past, I mean, you'd think he had like the 92 Cowboys there. And if you have history with him in Carolina, why come aboard and play on this offensive line, which now stinks. Brandon Sheriff, who was an All-Pro, they let him get away. And all it is Carolina castoffs. They stink.
Yeah. Well, the timeout that they lost because Riverboat Ron had to challenge a dropped pass on what would have been an incredible catch by who was the wide receiver that almost caught
it? It was Cam Curl. Cam something.
Right? Yeah, one of the other Cams. Tall Cam, right, exactly. Yeah. It was clear from the very first replay, that's not a catch. The ball smashed into the ground. It came juggling loose. The referees both saw it. They conferred about it. Even Gene Steratore in the broadcast said, that's not going to be a catch. Ron challenges anyway. This goes back to the days in which you and I would be flabbergasted at Gibbs 2.0, who would just wish cast his challenges and then had to bring in a consultant whom he then overruled for more wish cast challenges. Why do coaches do this? Because Matt LaFleur did the same thing for the Packers last week, and it cost them, almost cost them dearly, because they could have used a timeout at the end of regulation.
I have no idea. Maybe they just think, you know, that they're going to blow it on the when they do the replay. I have no idea, but it really, I mean, it would have helped them to some degree, but they still had another down. It wasn't like a fourth down challenge.
And they went for it on fourth and short. So following the challenge that failed, they went for it on fourth and short and converted. And they kept the drive going. So it had no real leverage. These coaches, many of them, not all of them, but many of them, have no understanding of what second half timeouts are for. So let me state for the record once again, for anyone who still doesn't get it, maybe there's a coach listening that's like, I don't get it. First half timeouts, Andy, do not matter. They're Mardi Gras beads. Spend them as you like, okay? Literally doesn't matter. You know why? Because you can't lose a game because of mismanaging first half timeouts. There are 30 minutes at least of extra game beyond your expiring first half timeouts. So they are of extremely low leverage. Okay, that's number one. Number two, second half timeouts are only to be used in the following manner. You need to keep all three of them in your pocket until the game is clearly out of reach. And by out of reach, I mean at a minimum two scores in either direction. Because to have three timeouts in your pocket in a one-score game means that if you crap out on a drive and don't convert on a fourth down, you can force the other team into what I call a zero possession where they only take 10 seconds maybe off the clock. Timeout, timeout, timeout. You must have all three. You can't just have two. On defense, you have to have all three. And then that opens up a world of possibilities. And then when you're on offense trailing and you've got a full complement of timeouts, then the world is also your oyster. But they are 40-second coupons for time when you need them the most. They're not for avoiding a delay of game penalty. Funny, because in the game, Vrabel and Tannehill got a delay of game on like a third and three, and your announcer, Andrew Catalan, lost his mind going, I can't believe they wouldn't call a timeout. And I'm like, no, you dumb fuck. They understand. Those are, and they were leading at the time too. Vrabel and Tannehill know that is not how you spend a timeout. It's not worth it.
Right. So, and Tannehill shrugged his shoulders and said, okay, third and seven. Watch this.
Right.
Boom, touchdown.
Exactly. The Packers did it in London. Rodgers, because Rodgers does this, because Rodgers is cocky, he burns a timeout to avoid a delay game all the time. And therefore, they were without one of their timeouts late. They don't get it in the end zone on fourth and goal. And there's about a minute left. And they could have forced, perhaps, the Giants into a short possession of 10 or 11 seconds, or force them to throw the ball, which is almost as valuable because it makes it very risky for them. Instead, they only had two, so the minute left turned into 10 seconds, then they took a safety, and then they just, you know, punted away, and the game was over. Yep. Morons! Why do they keep doing this?
I have no idea, but to see Rodgers have those two passes knocked down in a row like that, I mean, come on. That's a $50 million quarterback. Wow, well, that was shocking.
Even more importantly is that it's third and two. You've got what you claim are two of the best backs in the league, a great combo of Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. And they're both stylistically different. Aaron Jones hits the hole as quick and as hard as anybody, which is great. Dillon finishes plays as hard and as heavy as anybody because he's a tank, okay? You're telling me on third and two, you're not going to run it twice to get that first and goal? Well, you know, they loaded the box is what they said, Andy. They loaded the box. We had those. We had the right one-on-one matchups we wanted in the passing game. Oh, you did, huh? Well, you didn't count on guys jumping up and batting the ball away, did you? Because shit happens when you pass. Passing is complicated. Guys have to catch it. The read has to be right. The quarterback can't slip, etc., etc. Running is simple. Passing is complicated.
Woody Hayes, when you throw the ball, two of the three things that can happen are bad.
I think three of the four, incomplete, interception, sack. That's three bad things, right?
Yeah, I guess it was three of the four, yeah.
So anyway, it's so frustrating to see that. But that said, couple of the games. So back to the Commanders. I heard Ron say, you know, this is not going to take overnight.
Oh, yeah. Well, this was the step-up year.
In year three now, isn't he?
Well, I mean, we have seen the other teams in the division bottom out and get back up. Right. Giants, with a coaching change, beat the Green Bay Packers today in what was essentially a home game for the Packers, I guess.
Yeah, beat them in London with a 70% home stadium crowd for the Packers, with a gimpy Daniel Jones, zero wide receivers. Right. And they even lost Barkley for a chunk of the game. That's a professional win right there.
Look at the Eagles. They had a placeholder quarterback who now is looking like a franchise quarterback, and they're 5-0.
I mean,
and the Cowboys, who are supposed to be a dumpster fire every year, playing a backup quarterback who's now won his first four starts. It's crazy.
It is crazy. Like, Ron Rivera is so lucky that Dan Snyder is fighting for his very existence, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That he's not getting the heat he would otherwise get, or maybe even be fired at this point.
Well, I don't know if he'd be fired, because Snyder, you know, with all the firing he's done, the only coach he ever fired with more than a year left on his contract was Marty Schottenheimer. And Marty got a job right away, so it didn't cost him a lot of money.
Right.
So he doesn't really buy out coaches. He fires them, but he doesn't really buy them out. So Rivera's got 2 years left after this. I fully expect him to be back next year, even if they win three or four games.
Yeah. Didn't he have to buy out Jay?
Jay Gruden, that was he had the rest of that season and one season left.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't that big
of a buyout. Season and change, yeah.
All right, couple other things from around the NFL. Bailey Zappe wins his first start for the Patriots, who shut out one of the highest scoring teams in the league in the Lions. The Lions went 0-for-6 on fourth down, which I think is a record.
Wow.
0-for-6 on fourth down. They also lost 5 DBs during the game. The Vikings beat the Bears. Kirk completed 17 in a row out of the gate. He scrambled for a first down on 3rd and 6 late when they were trailing. He scored the game-winning touchdown on a sneak. He converted 12 of 15 third downs, and he's yet to miss a game for Minnesota. And he is actually cheap now compared to other QB1s, and people still hate on him.
Well, because he has not been quite that guy. He at one time was the highest paid, but he hasn't reached that upper level. Plus, it was a 1 o'clock game. That's where Kirk shines.
Okay.
Put him in prime time. Okay. Oy vey.
He also is like the 7th quarterback in history now to throw a touchdown in 35 consecutive games. Like, my point is, he doesn't suck, people.
Right. Right. Well, the Commanders, they could have had him.
I know.
But that's another thing they can blame on Bruce Allen, along with everything else.
Yeah. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You know football, and you pick winners all the time. So why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season exclusively at MyBookie. Jets beat the Dolphins, as we mentioned. The Bridgewater leaving the game obviously hurt. This guy, Skylar Thompson, 25-year-old rookie, a seventh rounder from K-State. He was bad. 19 to 33, 166 yards and a pick. This kid, Breece Hall, this running back, rookie from Iowa State, could be a star, had 100 and 100, ground and air. Pretty nice. Also, Sauce Gardner was good for the Jets. The Packers play the Jets a week from yesterday, Sunday, at Lambeau Field. Brady and the Bucs beat the Falcons. He's now 11-0 against Atlanta. As a Buccaneer, he threw 52 passes, Andy. Do you know that apparently Brady's record throwing 50 or more passes is like 17-4?
That's amazing, because usually you're playing from behind when you're throwing that much.
The league average for everyone else who has thrown 50 or more passes is a winning percentage of like 208. And his is like 830.
And how about that? Just you blew by that stat. He's played the Falcons 11 times as a Buccaneer.
I know.
I mean, you think of him as a New England Patriot, and he just got to Tampa. No, he's already played Atlanta 11 times. Amazing.
Yeah. Texans beat the Jags 13-6. The game was 6-6 with 3:15 left. The Jags had 22 first downs, nearly 500 yards of offense, but couldn't score. Texans have now beaten the Jaguars 9 in a row.
Yeah, the Jags look good for a few weeks. Now they're back to being the Jags, I guess.
The Saints rallied to beat the Seahawks, and it was the Taysom Hill show. Holy shit.
I saw that.
Three rushing touchdowns, 100 yards on the ground, a passing touchdown, and he returned four punts for 69 yards and recovered a fumble on special teams.
Yeah, you know where he started his career?
Where?
Green Bay.
Oh, that's right. That's
the
right.
Packers had him, and they cut him. They'd like to have him now, wouldn't they?
They would. Chargers beat the Browns in a shootout. Austin Eckler in a breakout game for this year. 71-yard run, no touchdown on 173 on the day. Browns D is a dumpster fire. They allowed almost a 500-yard day. And Brandon Staley went for it on 4th-and-1 at his own 46, late in the game up 2.
He does that.
He does do that. And a lot of it is just dumb recklessness. Would you say that now coaches are more aggressive than they should be in the NFL? After years of being too conservative, the pendulum has swung the other way?
I suppose. I mean, going for it on 4th down used to be, you know, only at the end of the game when you had to.
Sure.
And that has certainly changed, and probably because the game is more based on passing now, and you can't touch these guys. Plus, you almost always have the possibility when you go back to pass, you have a roughing the passer call.
Yeah.
You know?
The Bills crush Pittsburgh 38-3.
They're good. They're really good. I don't know how they lost a couple weeks ago. They're good.
And Pittsburgh is really, really bad.
By the way, next week, the game of the year could be, right? Kansas City and Buffalo?
A week from Monday, right?
Is it Monday? Is it a Monday night game?
Let me see what the Buffalo game.
It was
game.
A Sunday. I think it's a 4:30 game next week, I think.
All right, let me look Sunday. At the schedule here. Buffalo Bills. They are at Kansas City 4:25 on CBS October 16th. So yes, next Sunday, 4:25. Holy shit. Here we go.
Oh my God. Those quarterbacks are heavenly. Oh, they're good.
I guess if the weather's nice, I'll probably have to be inside for that.
Yeah, I think so.
The Niners destroy the Panthers 37-15. As I think the Baker Mayfield experiment is officially and finally over, right?
Yeah, and they're going to fire the coach too. It's a redo.
Yeah, they're 1-4 now, and Baker Mayfield was bad. He also got hurt in the game, but came back. It's just not happening. The Eagles beat the Cardinals 20-17 on a missed field goal at the end of the game by Arizona's kicker that just was a total slice, like a bad golfer. And they showed him in warmups hitting the same slice. And I'm it usually doesn't happen that way.
Did you see why they had to kick it from where they did?
Yeah, because Kyler Murray slid a yard too early and didn't get a first.
Right, because they could have easily spiked there and maybe got another two plays off before kicking it, probably picked up another 10 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have some more field awareness if you're Kyler Murray. Come on.
Yeah, A. Brewer is the guy's name. A. Brewer. I wish the box score had it, but that's the name of the kicker. Poor bastard. And then the Dallas Cowboys, Andy. Cowboys are 4-1. We went into Los Angeles, had a lot of fans in the stands, as you could hear, and we beat them, defending Super Bowl champs. 22-10 with Cooper Rush throwing for 102 yards total. That's it.
The Rams definitely have a hangover, but here's what's going to happen. Dak Prescott's going to play next week. And first time he throws a pick, the booing's going to start.
Oh,
I mean, they're rolling with this guy.
They're rolling with Cooper Rush, who has some of the most pathetic numbers so far of any QB1.
Well, they're winning. And
what is he, a rabbit's foot, Andy?
Well, look, you know, this is always the knock on Jimmy Garoppolo. Oh, the numbers aren't good. He wins.
Okay, but he's not even Garoppolo, this is the thing.
I know. But, you know, and Jerry ginning up a quarterback controversy like he did. Come on.
Let's see here. He was 10 of 16 for a 102 in this win. He was 15 of 27 for 223 against the Commanders. That's a 55% completion rate. Right. Beat the Giants with 215 yards passing. He hadn't thrown a pick yet, Cooper Rush.
That's the point. That's the big thing. Yes.
So you're really going to ride with Cooper Rush just because he's winning?
No. You got to start Dak. But what I'm saying is the fans are not going to be happy as soon as Dak throws a pick. Dak wasn't good before he got hurt in the opener against Tampa.
All right, let's change our topic to the MLB playoffs. They're going on right now, the Mets and the Padres, in the third and final game of the wild card weekend. How do you like the new format?
I think it's okay. I really like the one gamers, though. I did. But I think the idea of playing in the same spot is pretty good.
Okay.
But again, it's too many damn teams. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm from a time when, first they just had two leagues with no playoffs.
Right.
And then you just had the best of five American League and National League Championship Series. And then you went to the World Series.
But don't you like how this fits into the schedule? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then they're going to roll in on Monday, or actually Tuesday, I should say, with the next round of games. I mean, Philly goes into St. Louis and stuns them, which is amazing because Philly played very mediocre baseball down the stretch, only to be outdone by the Brewers, who played even less mediocre baseball down the stretch.
Well, this is my point, is that the regular season – which used to be everything in baseball, and
used to
actually have pennant races. Yeah, they don't matter. I mean, and look, my team won a World Series because of that. I'm not going to knock it. You know, they beat the Brewers in the one-game playoff and went on to win the World Series. I get that. But it does not – the regular season, which used to be, you know, the other sports would say, well, look at these football playoffs. Half the teams make it. Hockey, half the teams make it. Basketball. But in baseball, you got to grind it out for 162. Not anymore.
Well,
you just have to get in.
I know one thing. They will never go to fewer teams.
I know.
Never.
Because this is money, and this is, you know, they just want product to sell. And pretty soon they're going to sell it all to Apple TV.
Because you know why I can say that, Andy? In my lifetime, and I think yours as well, we have never watched a shrinking of a postseason format in any of the four major sports. Am I wrong?
Never.
Not once.
Never. No, they keep adding.
Have we ever seen contraction in any of the major leagues?
Not contraction. There have been a couple of teams that have folded over the years. The Cleveland Barons come to mind, the hockey team.
Okay. Yeah, but you got to go way back, though.
40 years, probably. Yeah. You know, a couple along the line.
Have we ever seen a season get shorter in our lifetimes?
No.
No?
No.
So nothing's getting shorter. The leagues aren't getting smaller. Playoff formats are not contracting. So even if this is a format that does further pretty much reduce the importance of the regular season, they're not going to change it.
No. You got to be better. Yep.
Even though they gave the home team all the home games, they gave the higher seed all the home games, it didn't matter. Philly went right into St. Louis and said, fuck you, watch this. Same thing for Seattle and Toronto.
Yes, that was crazy yesterday, too, with what happened with the collision of the outfielders. Jesus.
Oh, my God, that was something else. All right, real quick to end on this, the Draymond Green and Poole fight. Hold on a second. Not Poole. Who did he punch?
Yeah, it was Poole. It's his last name. Forget what it was. Yeah.
You and I are the two senile ones here. Why? Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole, goddammit. Yeah.
There's too much to pay attention to. You know, I mean, we've just been rolling through baseball and football. And, you know, it used to be able to have a handle on everything.
So somehow, a very proprietary Warriors-owned practice camera footage got leaked to TMZ.
Yeah.
Wow. How did that happen? Makes me wonder if this is not all on purpose.
No, I think what happened was you got a video guy who's working for the Warriors, an entry level job. He's probably making $35,000 a year. And TMZ found him and they offered him $250,000. And so he did it.
And it's right. And it was easy to film because everyone has a cell phone.
Sure.
So in the quiet of their security area, he's watching the practice, and he just pointed his phone on that camera or on that screen and said, save. He might have quickly sent it to a friend that he trusts to say, please hold this for me. I'm going to delete it from my phone, because they might have gone to him right away. Someone might have run in and said, okay, Johnson, give me your phone. There was just a punch. It could be a big deal. We need to make sure you didn't record this off the screen. And he goes, sure, here's my phone. And he doesn't have it.
But we knew about the punch. It became a bigger deal when we saw it on video.
That's the thing, because we didn't know it was so egregious.
Okay, but
it was an egregious assault, teammate to teammate.
Do we know, and I'm sure there's no video that exists, but Steve Kerr was once punched out by Michael Jordan. Is it possible it was similar to that? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we know this. Stephen Davis got assaulted by Michael Westbrook once upon a time on the Redskins sideline during practice, right?
And it was caught on film. I think Dave Satchel got it for Channel 9.
And did they cut Westbrook after that?
No, they were afraid of him. They didn't even suspend him.
Right. I'm trying to think other ones. Brian Griese once showed up for the Broncos with a huge shiner, black eye. And they said that he hurt himself running down his driveway after his dog at a team barbecue.
Yeah.
Right. Geno Smith got punched out by a fellow Jet. And then when Rex Ryan was on like another team, I think the Bills, he was their D coordinator. Yep. He sent out the guy who punched him to be the coin flip captain.
Right. But, you know, the NBA, they used to have punches thrown on the court. Now, there was the tragic one that Kermit Washington threw.
Right.
But I remember being at games in the 70s where guys would throw fists. It would happen. Not to the level that we saw on that video. Right. But guys, you know, they were known for that. They were certain guys.
How about Lenny Dykstra and Keith Hernandez at training camp for the Mets one spring at the team photograph? Got him to a fist fight. Let's see. There was the Kevin Gilbride got punched on the sideline.
Yeah, the Chuck and Duck offense.
Because their offense couldn't hold a big lead. in the meantime, Draymond Green said he was not going to talk about this incident on his podcast, even though he was bragging about new media this. Look out, old media. It's time for new media. Players directly speaking to the public. You going to talk about this? No, I'm not going to talk about it. And he's apparently going to take time away from the team.
Yeah. Well, it's not being – the games don't count yet. And frankly, in the NBA, they don't really start to count until the spring anyway. So let them take a few weeks off. It's okay.
All right. Do you have any quick thoughts on this new set of protocols and what happened in Miami, where basically the union fired the neuro consultant? Yeah. the
he was doing his job.
Yeah, and the team said, or the league said, you shouldn't have done that. We weren't even done with our investigation.
Right.
And now they're going to fight over who's allowed to fire the UNC.
Also, they never checked Tua for a back injury, even though they said it was a back injury.
Because he told him it was my back, and they go, okay, good.
Yeah.
I don't know, Andy. Football's dangerous. I think it's dangerous at any speed with all the pads you can have, all the helmets you can have, all the neurotrauma consultants you can have, all the bullshit Jerome Boger roughing the passer calls you make. It is not a safe game. It is an awesome game, but it's getting to the point where I shouldn't be flushing glorious October Sundays just because there's football on.
But you will.
Fuck, you're right, I will. And you know what else? I'm probably going back to Chipotle as soon as tomorrow, goddammit.
Just don't get the queso and don't spend $2.75 on the drink.
Guess what? I'm going to bring my own queso in a jar, and when they go to prepare my burrito, I'm going to go, here, use some of mine, and I'm going to hand the jar over the glass and say, I can't afford your queso. I brought some of mine.
You know, some fine restaurants allow you to bring your own wine. Why can't you bring your own queso?
Yeah. Pretty soon, I'll bring my whole burrito, and I'll just sit in the restaurant. That'll show them, Andy. That'll
fix you. Got it.
All right, Andy. Always a pleasure, my friend. We'll talk next week.
All right, Jack. Take care.
Thank you. A lovely day. The great Bill Withers with Lovely Day. This is a sweet, sweet song. Not a banger, but it really washes over you real nice. Hope you have a good Monday, everybody. Thank you for being a loyal Zabecast listener. Feedback always welcome at zabe@yahoo.com. Subscribe to Friday. Support the cause by going to zabe.com/premium. We'll see you tomorrow. And when someone else instead of me. You know football and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season exclusively at MyBookie.